Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's the B52s and Rome. We're 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's go to the movies. Shane A. Bassett's online. Good morning.
Good morning, Gilly.
Now, the Emmy Awards, they're on Monday Australian time, I believe, and a few Aussies up for grabs again.
Yeah, we've got a handful of Australian nominees. Hugh Jackman for Bad Education, Kate Blanchett for Miss America. Toni Collette is also up for an award, and Sarah Snook as well, a lesser-known actress, but just brilliant in a show that I think everybody should watch called Succession.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about what's on at the moment, new to streaming services on Netflix. It's a Bruce Willis movie. Tell us about this.
Well, I love Bruce Willis, Gilly. I don't know about you. He's a little bit slower off the mark now. He is 65. But that said, he's still enough interest for me to watch a movie that he appears in. This one's about a woman who's a witness to a shootout. She actually gets shot herself, taken to hospital, and then put under police protection because some corrupt policemen end up trying to chase her down with Bruce Willis trying to protect her. It's a thriller. It's an independent movie. Number two on Netflix at the moment. So a lot of people are watching it, and I liked it. It's entertaining. It's no classic, but it's Bruce Willis. He's okay. Always worth a watch.
Yeah, he loves a good cop film, doesn't he?
He's another detective. Can you believe it? Something different. He plays a detective.
All right. Let's talk about Outback. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this movie, which is strange. It's available to buy or rent on digital platforms. It's an Australian thriller based on a true story about two American high school sweethearts that fly into Sydney, and their idea is just to go up and down the coast and go surfing and hit all the beaches. They end up getting sidetracked because they make a few poor decisions and end up lost in the outback out near Uluru as rocks. So it goes from there, and it's not really like Wolf Creek. Nobody's chasing them. They're just lost in isolated, and all the animals and different elements of the Australian harsh outback come to really push them to the limit. So it's another independent movie, but it's an Australian one, and I liked it, Outback.
Okay, all right. And at Odeon 5 Cinemas this Friday and Saturday, everyone loves Dirty Dancing.
Well, I do. I know many, many others do too. I hope you do too, Gilly. 1987 classic. Friday, Saturday, Sunday only at Odeon 5. Johnny and Baby return to the big screen. Classic with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. I just thought I'd mention that one because it's always good to see a retro classic at the cinema.
Yep, it certainly is. There's plenty going on. And mate, we might catch you Monday morning talking about the Emmy Awards.
Yeah, why not? It's the first awards to kick off the awards season, and we'll talk about the Aussies nominated and what I think. No worries, mate.
Shane Bassett, he'll join us again next week on the show. Mate, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Looking forward to it, and go the Tigers, even though we're out of the race. Not to worry. Bye for now.